but her grandfather wasn't always there to be a silly distraction for her. And besides, 3PO's strange behavior was ever so much more interesting than this whole breathtaking thing Han had told her about. She would overhear the droid talking to himself, or sometimes to R2. He would say things like,
"Goodness, I should request an upgrade. This is taking far too long."
Or,
"Such a relief to be doing what I was designed to."
Or,
oh dear, perhaps a newer model would serve the Solos better. I am positively decrepit and tragically outdated."
That he never said to R2. Now she saw him glancing around, his photoreceptors taking in everything. She ducked back behind the wall before he turned in her direction. Angie looked up at her, and Alana put her finger to her mouth. The cub did not make a sound. Twice a week, Alana and Angie worked with a professional Nexu trainer. The animals could be trained as hunting companions or guard animals, and with four eyes responded very well to visual signals. In order to keep her beloved companion with her on her prowling, Alana had quickly trained Angie to respond to the nearly universal signal for silence. She listened until she heard the clanking, whirring sound of 3PO walking away into the study. Alana felt a little pang of disappointment. It looked like 3PO was about to do nothing more dramatic than relay a message for her grandparents. Still, that could be interesting too. She moved through and leaned up against the wall of the study, listening. It was probably going to be boring. And then she heard her uncle's voice.
3PO, it's good to see you.
Luke?
Master Luke, sir, I too am very pleased. I am delighted to report that I was able to do as you requested.
Requested? Wasn't that the same as help? And wasn't Grandma Leia not supposed to be helping Luke? But they'd gone to Dathomir. Alana was so confused.
That's wonderful.
I can tell it to you now if you'd like.
Alana's eyes grew wide.
Actually, Uncle Luke was saying, could you just transmit it to me? I want to be able to listen to it more than once, and at a time and place of my own choosing.
Ah, I quite understand, given the clandestine nature of this information.
Clandestine was a big word, but Alana knew it. This was just getting better and better. Alana was both excited and worried. She didn't want anyone getting into trouble. Not Luke, not Grandma, not anybody. But at the same time, she needed to know exactly what was going on.
I dislike eavesdropping, Luke continued. But when you have Sith on your ship, well, I dislike not knowing what they're planning even more.
Indeed, Master Luke. You working with the Sith. Who would ever have thought it? It is a unique situation, and may I say that it is one which I had never anticipated encountering.
Alana's eyes grew as big as the saucers that held their evening hot chocolate. That couldn't be right. Her uncle Luke Skywalker would never work with the Sith.
Well, you're not exactly encountering them, 3PO. I hope you're able to stay well out of it.
I share that hope ardently, Master Luke. I feel like I need a nice hot oil bath after translating such an unpleasant conversation.